Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
No tailgating or limos at the Super Bowl in Jersey. What are they, asking for trouble? This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Well, I thought it was strange when they awarded Super Bowl 48 to MetLife Stadium in New Jersey in the first place. The average temperature in early February is exactly 32 degrees Fahrenheit, so the chances of it being any warmer are only exceeded by a freeze-out that might actually change the game to Saturday or Monday. Apparently, they have that option pending the forecast for a blizzard. But now the Super Bowl committee of the NFL, consisting of the owners of the New York Giants and Jets, who both play at MetLife, have put in two really bizarre rules that New Yorkers won't like. The blue-collar and middle-class fans who love pro football and make a day of the game tailgating for hours before and after will have to do it sitting in their cars, handing the fried chicken and beer to each other from the front seat to the back. Fire up the grills at your own peril. No tailgating is the rule. No tents erected in adjacent parking spaces or even chairs behind your car. Every parking space, they say, will be filled with a vehicle, so the people will have to drive in for the game and drive out after it's over. The traffic on the freeways around the Meadowlands is disastrous when the crowds filter in and filter out over a six-hour period. This way it will be the largest parking lot known to man, and if someone blows an engine, OMG. Making it even worse is that everyone going to the game has to arrive and depart in a car that remains in the parking lot throughout the day. No cabs and no black cars or limos allowed. Yeah, try and tell Jay-Z and Jennifer Lawrence they have to tootle over to their suites in their Toyota Highlander or Cadillac Escalades. Will this mean there will be no celebrities at the Super Bowl? Does it mean that Bruno Mars can't arrive in a 40-foot stretch to perform at halftime? Oh, there is one other way you can get to the big game. Public transportation, except that subways don't go near MetLife, only buses and the light rail system from Penn Station. But you have to decide on one or the other and take your chances. They tried to come up with a universal pass that was good on the bus, the train, and the subway to get to the bus or train. But in the greatest city on earth, they couldn't figure out the technology of how to do it. This is Archansky. See ya.